Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's that time again. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 405. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, today's caller brought up a very interesting point, something that I didn't even realize. And so this is why I love hearing from you, because you can tell me if you need more information about something or if I need to go into more detail about something else. So again, thank you for sending in your questions. I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's jump right in as we optimize your life.
Hi, my name's Heather, and I live in Orange County, California. And your show, a lot of times you stress the importance of weight training, which is super exciting to me. My question is to weight machines at the gym. Most of what I hear on your show deals with free weights or body weight exercises, but you don't often mention lifting using the weight machines at the gym, which is really where my comfort zone is. What are your thoughts on using these machines? Thanks so much.
Hello, fellow Orange County resident Heather. Thank you for your question. I'm really glad you asked about this. I didn't realize that I spent so much time discussing free weights and body weight exercises. I had no idea that I spend so little time discussing weight machines at the gym. This probably made me sound like a free weight snob, which I swear I'm not. So let me start by saying that I have no problem with weight machines. In fact, I used them when I first started getting into strength training and frankly continue to use them. So I'll first talk about why I like them and then mention when it may be time to graduate and begin incorporating free weights. So first, the good. I mentioned that when I first started getting into resistance training, I used weight machines. The reason is these machines can help you get a feel for how to perform the move properly and, in general, can help protect you from injury. This is because these machines restrict your range of motion so that when you're performing the move, your form is nearly perfect. Now, why nearly perfect and not perfect all the time? Let's imagine for a second. You're using the shoulder press machine at the gym. For those of you that aren't quite sure which one that is, it's the machine where you sit in what looks to be a high back chair with a handle placed in front of each shoulder. You grab the handles with both hands and then press them to the sky. As you press your hands up, your shoulders kick in to help you lift those handles, and as you lift, the machine guides you through the perfect motion. But people can still injure themselves if they're not careful. For example, breathing is super important. So even if you're using a machine, as you lift the handles, you want to be sure you breathe out. As you bring them back down, breathe in. You can use this same breathing technique for almost any weightlifting exercises, but a common mistake, even when folks use these machines, is to hold their breath. And if you hold your breath, you might actually pass out, so we don't want that to happen. Also, have you ever seen people just swinging the weights back and forth when they're using these machines? It's better to use controlled movements to prevent injury. Plus, when folks swing the weights like that, they're often using a weight that's either too heavy or too light. So when you're just starting out, aim for a weight that you can lift 12 to 15 times. As you become more comfortable with the machine, you can increase the weight so that you can only lift it maybe 8 to 10 times. Oh, and another advantage is that these machines allow you to increase and decrease the weight really easily. Usually it's as simple as moving a pin to a new weight on the weight stack. Now, these machines can also help you perform exercises that simply aren't practical to do with free weights. For example, let's say you want to work on your glutes and hamstrings. The leg curl machine is great for building up those muscles. Now that's the one where you lay flat on a bench, face down, and you place the backs of your feet under a padded bar. You then lift your feet, and while you lift, the bench keeps your knees in place, forcing you to use only your glutes and hamstrings to lift the weight. Now, can you imagine trying to do this move with free weights? It wouldn't be all that practical. So machines like these can be great for isolating certain muscle groups. So as long as you're using the machines properly and safely and lifting the proper weight, you can absolutely get some fantastic results and build that muscle. Now, when would you want to consider graduating from these machines and onto free weights? Now, I usually recommend folks incorporate free weights into their routine because using free weights forces you to use all those little muscles you didn't even know existed. So remember how I mentioned that machines help keep your form perfect? Well, it's kind of a catch-22. Because the machines restrict your movements, some of the smaller stabilizing muscles may not kick in. Let's use the shoulder press example from before. When you ditch the shoulder press machine and try to perform the same move with dumbbells in each hand, you may find that initially it feels kind of odd. You press the weights towards the sky and your arms might start to move too far forward or too far backward as you try to balance the weight. But just know this is perfectly normal. What's happening is all those little muscles that weren't being used when you were using the machines have to kick in now to balance the weight. In fact, you may find that the next day, you start to feel sore in places you didn't even know existed. So this is why I like incorporating some free weights into a resistance training program. It kicks in those stabilizing muscles that can help prevent injury. So the bottom line is this: using machines for building muscles, isolating specific muscle groups, and strengthening your bones, of course, is great. I especially like to recommend them when someone is brand new to resistance training. But to be sure you work your muscles to their fullest extent, incorporate some free weights every now and then.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank you again for the question, Heather. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book from us. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Once you're in and on the main site, there's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. I hope you enjoy the Super Bowl for those of you that are in the U.S. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful Super Bowl weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.